Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with The Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Mike Borish, CEO of Freedom Environmental Services. The company trades over the counter. The ticker symbol is FRDM. And Freedom Environmental Services is a green waste management company. Thanks for joining us today there, Mike.
Sure, absolutely, Juan.
Great. Now, getting right into it, talk about the your company's recent infrastructure plan with the University of Central Florida.
Well, that's a contract that we've had for some time. We just started to expand a little bit on it and pick up some additional work with it. We've just got about 11 lift stations to work on there. It's going to be over a period of, I guess, 3 or 4 months. Cleaning, thorough cleaning, which has to be done twice a year. It's a good contract for us. It keeps them up to speed, keeps them up to code, and it keeps our company obviously working toward a bigger goal, which is, to make some more collaborated efforts with some different municipalities and infrastructures like that, and it gives us the credibility to do that, from the University of Central Florida, which I believe is the sixth largest campus in the country. They have a pretty big demand, and over the next few years, I think their demand is going to grow even more. So I think it was a pretty good step for us to be selected to be the service provider for that company. In addition to that, there's a bunch of other things that we're working on right now. We already service the Dunkin' Donuts franchises. We service CC's Pizzas. We service a lot of big names. As a matter of fact, we just picked up a contract a couple weeks ago with IKEA, and we just completed some work we just did for IKEA, and we anticipate getting a lot more work from IKEA in the future. So, we're a growing company. We're green, and it's mandatory. In the state of Florida, we're operating in the state of Florida currently. We have plans to expand outside the state of Florida, but the state of Florida, it's mandatory code. Every 78 days, a grease tank has to be emptied by Florida code, and county code, and we keep everybody up to code. So it's a recession-proof business. If there's a need for our services, we're a full-service 24-hour waste company. I have plumbers on call 24/7. We do quite a bit of emergency response services, and it's an industry that's not only growing, but it's recession proof. Like I said, it's a necessary service that we provide. Our goal is now to expand to not only to the west coast of Florida, but after that, in the different parts of the country. As far as a green company, we're absolutely a green company. If you go to our website at freedomwaterservices.com, you can see a lot more on the website at that point. We also have an ad that's running right now on Bloomberg TV. I don't know if you knew about that or not, Juan.
No, actually, I didn't. I didn't see the ad when I was doing.
Yes, we have an ad. We have an ad that's running on Bloomberg. It runs about 4 times a day to develop some partnership programs throughout the country with other wastewater companies that are operating in different parts of the country that we'd like to partner with and do some collaborated efforts with around the country.
Good. And so, yeah, talk a little bit about the your SEPTI-free product and what it does.
That product is actually a natural antimicrobial that eats through grease, and it really enhances the performance of a grease system. We sell it to a lot of commercial users in restaurants. We sell quite a few of it to residential users also. Like I said, it's an antimicrobial. It's all natural product that actually assists in keeping the grease traps flowing normally, so it doesn't create a lot of clogs and hairballs and whatever else there is. So it's a pretty good product that we've private labeled, and I think it should do really well going into the especially into the next few years with the green initiative that's going on in the country.
Certainly. So, yeah, how well positioned is the company to take advantage of some of the emerging trends right now in the market?
Well, there's a lot of waste to energy product out there. As far as green, there's a lot of manure processing that goes on. There's a lot of different waste to energy that's out there. We're certainly right at the edge there of taking advantage of all that stuff. So that's exactly what we're after doing. I think we're making the right strides to do it. We're putting the right things in place to do it. Just different things like that. I have another release that should be out in the next day or two on a program that we developed. It's called Neighbors Protecting Neighbors. It's a residential maintenance protection program for home septic systems, which currently nobody's doing. When you buy a home, you buy a warranty for your washer, your dryer, everything else in the home. What about outside your home? That's an $8,000 to $10,000 expense if that septic system fails. We do a complete inspection on the septic system, certify it with one of our qualified plumbers. Once they do that, we'll sell a 2 or 3 year warranty package on that septic system against failure.
Right, and so what are some of the other factors that that differentiates the company from some of the other players in your sector?
Well, number one, you know, the Neighbors Protecting Neighbors program is a trademark program. That's ours. The private label bottling for the Septifree is another program that we have an exclusive on. And there's two or three other things that we have going on right now that I can't disclose right now because they're not public in the marketplace.
Sure. And so perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Mike, as well as that of some of the key management team at Freedom Environmental Services.
My background is strictly from the marketing standpoint. I owned several large marketing companies. You know, as far as the other management, there's a consultant that's in the company, Brett Rowland, who has extensive experience in finance and marketing background also. I have a general manager that's in place, a gentleman by the name of Craig Lee, who has about 20 years wastewater experience. He's brought a lot of the big players to the table for us, such as IKEA, UCF, you know, CeCe's Pizzas, Dunkin' Donuts. He's brought a lot of the big name brand players to the table for us, and Craig's done a really good job, and we're looking forward to obviously a lot more growth from him in the future. And you know, we're looking to expand in different parts of Florida, which is what we're exploring right now. The opportunities to move outside of we service 8 counties in Central Florida. We're looking to expand outside of those 8 counties into the entire Central Florida area.
Great. And yes, what are some of the other goals and milestones that you hope to accomplish over the course of the next 12 months?
Well, the course of the next 12 months, we're looking at an opportunity right now to expand into Texas. I think Texas is a great market. There's a tremendous amount of septic system in Texas, and obviously plumbing and septic and grease are everywhere in the country. Texas just seems like a good opportunity for us at this point. That's exactly where I think we're headed with it. You know, that and possibly some acquisitions in the near future. You know, with some other companies that are in the same sector that are you know, that could be ripe for an acquisition from us. And I think it would be a perfect opportunity for us to not only grow, you know, organically, which we're doing right now, but it would give us a lot of tremendous vertical growth if we could acquire some of the, you know, some of the other players in the industry.
So, yeah, what would be some of those synergies that you would look for in terms of M&A activity?
Oh, client base, established customer base, credibility, name recognition, you know, companies that possibly have been around a little longer than we have. We've been around a few years now. Companies that have been around a little longer than that for, you know, different reasons in different parts of the country, different parts of the state that have some established client bases that we can just step right into and offer some of the unique products that we have, such as the, you know, the Septifree products and such as the Neighbors Protecting Neighbors program, you know, different things like that. You know, that we can offer that they don't have right now, and I think it would be a great fit if we could acquire some other players that have an established database of loyal clients over, you know, however many years they've been in business, whether it's 10, 15, 20, or 50. We have some products that would probably work really well for them.
Certainly, and so shifting gears, in terms of investors, Mike, do you think that right now, and the company's investment story and your upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
You know, I think so, but I think it needs to be disseminated a little more than it has been. And you know, obviously we haven't really been focused on that because that wasn't our main goal, just to bring that in. But now it's starting to be more of our focus. Our main goal was to grow the core business, obviously. And once you grow the core business, you give the investment community some good value for the dollar. And you know, we want long-term shareholders. We don't want people that are going to, you know, look at it being in and out in the day. We want to build a good, solid, long-term shareholder base.
Certainly. So, what do you wish investors better understood about your company that if they did would have a higher valuation on your stock price?
Well, you know, I guess just the fact of to look a little more into it and really see what we're doing. You know, look at what we're doing. Read some of the articles that we have. You know, some of the different things that will be out there in the near future that they can you know, they can view publicly. And once they look at it, they'll be able to make an intelligent decision and see that, you know, we are a long-term player. we're here to stay. You know, we've established a pretty good foothold in the Central Florida area so far over the 2 years we've been here. You know, we've gained some good name recognition, especially because of the credibility we have from, you know, some of the name brand restaurants and commercial customers that we do have. So, you know, we've been able to secure some good contracts. So I want the, you know, I want the public to see that and see that we have been able to secure some of these contracts. And, you know, those are companies that aren't going anywhere. They're going to be here in 2, 3, 4, 5, 20 years, you know, companies like that. So there is some good upside for them.
Well, good. And once again, joining us today is Mike Borish, CEO of Freedom Environmental Services, which trades on the pink sheet. Ticker symbol is FRDM. And is currently trading at 35 cents a share. So before we conclude, Mike, just to
we are fully reporting, by the way. If you want to look into it a little more, we are fully reporting. Everything's right there.
Well, yeah, you recently just filed the your 8K last last month.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the key reasons why you believe that investors should consider the company, just to kind of conclude, as a good long-term investment opportunity?
I believe that the sector we're in is not going anywhere. It's one of the most solid sectors, I believe, in any industry at this point. You know, in a green sector, it's a recession-proof business that's absolutely not going anywhere. It's a complete necessity. People have to have it, and you know, they're not going to get away from it. They have to have it. So that's basically one of the best reasons of all to get into a company like this is the fact that it's not you know, it's not going anywhere in the near future. You know?
Well, some very key points, and we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress, as well as report on some of your future projects and M&A.
Okay.
I'd like to thank you for taking the time here to do the update and to update our investors.
Okay, I appreciate it, Juan. Thanks for your time.